Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Diane from the United States, who takes LDN for rheumatoid arthritis. Thank you for joining me, Diane.
You're welcome, Linda. Pleasure to speak with you again.
Could you tell us when you started to notice the pain?
For rheumatoid arthritis, I began having daily pain with my feet the week of Labor Day of 2012. That would have been early September. Mm-hmm. I had been canning tomatoes, and I thought my feet just got sore from being on them. And I figured with some rest after a couple weeks, the pain would go away, but it didn't. And after about four to six weeks, I said, this is not normal. I need to have this looked at. So I went to my doctor and talked to him, and he agreed that it's probably arthritis. And he prescribed Tylenol, which was not acceptable to me. He told me it was safe to take Tylenol for the rest of my life, which it is not. Mm-hmm. And I had told him that earlier in the year, just a couple of months prior to my pain, my brother was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And I was concerned that I might have the same thing. He dismissed my concerns. I chose to seek a second opinion. I went to an orthopedic doctor who, when I went there, told me they didn't do feet, mm-hmm. only above the ankle. So I had pain in my knees, so I had him look at that, and he diagnosed me with osteoarthritis in my knees and told me I should go see a podiatrist. So we have one that comes into the town where I live, to the hospital, as an outreach clinic. I made an appointment, and I went to see him. Could not confirm the rheumatoid arthritis, but did do examination and some x-rays of my feet. He did say that rheumatoid arthritis can frequently show symptoms first in the feet where I had the pain, and he referred me to a rheumatologist. And you basically have to be referred to a rheumatologist in order to get an appointment. You can't just call up and make an appointment yourself. A doctor will have to refer you. So I chose to go to the doctor where my brother had once and was diagnosed, which was in Sioux Falls. It's about 90 miles from my home. And they did blood tests and some additional x-rays there, and the Monday after Thanksgiving in November, I got a phone call from the doctor confirming that I had rheumatoid arthritis. He wanted me to take methotrexate, Plaquenil, folic acid, and potentially prednisone as treatment. I refused. I asked him if it would harm me to wait to start treatment for a short period of time so I could explore alternative treatment protocols. He agreed that a short time frame to look into alternative treatments would be okay. We felt I was fairly early in my disease, and that a short delay would not unduly harm me. So I started to do research on my own, and I prayed, and I went to the library and requested some books. One of the books I found at the library, I believe it was through an interlibrary loan, was Honest Medicine, written by Julia Shopik. Hope I pronounced her last name correctly.
You did.
And I read that book after a very long, heartfelt prayer and believed once I had read through the book that I may have found the treatment I wanted to try, and that was low-dose naltrexone. I didn't stop just with her book. I further researched it online. I Googled it. I found some Yahoo health groups about rheumatoid arthritis and others about taking low-dose naltrexone. All of my research confirmed for me that this was a treatment that I wanted to try as an alternative to the harmful DMARDs and or biologic drugs normally used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. So I went back to my primary physician, who I'd been with for many, many years, and I went back first to the rheumatologist in Sioux Falls and asked about getting a prescription for low-dose naltrexone. The rheumatologist refused to prescribe it. He said that it's not an approved treatment based upon the American College of Rheumatology treatment protocols for rheumatoid arthritis. He did say I could go and try to get it from my primary physician, and if I would get the prescription, then the physician would, you know, he would monitor my treatment from that point forward. I then went back to my primary physician and asked about getting the prescription for low-dose naltrexone. And my primary physician refused to prescribe it. He seemed to be more concerned with lawyers and any potential liability for giving me an off-label prescription for a drug that's been approved by the FDA. I did not like that response from my physician because he seemed more concerned with malpractice and liability than in treating me, the patient. I then fired my doctor and have not gone back to him since. So I looked for a physician that would prescribe the low-dose naltrexone for me. Through online support groups in Facebook, including your group, Linda, and another group, there is a woman who keeps a list of doctors that will prescribe. I was also doing acupuncture treatment in 2012. And the acupuncturist had recommended a doctor for me, and it was the same doctor that was on the list kept by one of our angels in the group. So I made an appointment, and I went to see the doctor in January of 2013. He prescribed the low-dose naltrexone for me. I started February 1st of 2013 with a 3-milligram dose for 2 weeks, and then I bumped up to 4.5 milligrams, and I've been taking that ever since.
And what was your experience when you first started?
Well, when I first started taking it, I'm not a person that's sensitive to meds. Some people are, but I seem to tolerate most medications fairly well. I had positive thoughts going into it. This was my treatment of choice. Prior to starting the low-dose naltrexone, my rheumatoid arthritis was getting worse. The fatigue and brain fog from the disease was not good. I'd get up in the morning and I'd feel, I say, about 80 years old. I was like 50, 51 at that time. And I could barely walk to the bathroom from my bedroom, which is just across a very short hall, 6 feet or less, and it was very difficult getting out of bed in the morning and getting to the bathroom. When I started taking low-dose naltrexone at nighttime before bed, I could feel little tingles in my legs, almost like when your legs are waking up from being asleep. If anybody, you know how it goes, if you've sat on your leg too long or something, your leg will go to sleep because the blood flow is not going. And when you get up and the blood flow is restored, you get sharp tingling sensation in your leg as your blood flow is getting back and your nerve endings are waking up and so on. It wasn't that severe, the tingling I felt, but I could tell that something was happening. By the time I jumped up to the 4.5 milligram dosage in 2 weeks, I felt a lot more like myself. Being a 50, 51-year-old woman instead of 80 years old, I had more energy. The pain in my feet was less. It wasn't totally gone, but it was a lot more comfortable to walk.
If you'd had to rate your quality of life before you started LDN on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, what would it have been?
Well, I was still able to walk. The rheumatoid arthritis was mainly in my feet, so I would probably say maybe a 5 at that point, 5 or 6. The fatigue was pretty bad, so a 5 or 6 seems fair. I know that there's people out there in a lot more pain than I am, and some are using canes or walkers or even in wheelchairs, and I would have to say theirs is a lot worse than mine.
And what would you say your quality of life is now on that same scale?
Well, let's go back to when I first started with the LDN and how it improved. I would say it went from a 5 or 6 to maybe a 2 or 3 because I did feel more like myself.
No, you said it went down to a 2 or 3. Remember?
Yes, it improved. Did I do that backwards? Was 10 a good?
10.
Okay. 10 is good, then I would say it went from, I kind of did that backwards then. I would have said that my quality of life was probably like a 4 or 5 then.
Okay.
And then it improved to like a 7 or 8. I still had the daily pain from the rheumatoid, but it was better. And the brain fog and fatigue improved. So instead of feeling 80, I was more feeling my own age of 50, and there's a big difference there. To be fair, I have to say that LDN was not enough for me. It served me very well for months, but in the summer of 2013, I had a lot of stress at work. They were basically trying to terminate me. There's a long process that they had to go through to do so. And I had requested reasonable accommodation at work to try and help deal with some problems caused by my rheumatoid arthritis, which were denied to me. And the stress and the disease was very active and aggressive. It got worse for me in the summer of 2013. I had to choose another treatment to go along with the LDN. It is again considered an alternative treatment, but I have been taking antibiotics since the fall of 2013, and together the two are working very well for me.
Fantastic. I mean, any condition where you've got an autoimmune disease, stress and trauma are really big triggers. So hopefully, once your life calms down, things hopefully will improve tremendously as well.
I agree with you, Linda. Stress plays a very, very big role with my disease, and I'm sure with many others, such as what you have, MS. In our online support groups on Facebook, you hear that all the time. Stress can trigger flares. weather for rheumatoid can trigger flares. There's different things that can trigger it for different people. It's been amazing. It's been quite a journey of learning and awareness since I've been diagnosed in 2012. There's a whole world out there, not just my little corner of the earth, where people are suffering from these diseases. Many doctors, not all of them, but many doctors are trained in medical school how to treat symptoms of diseases. Some doctors look for causes. Some doctors try to treat the cause instead of the symptoms. It can be frustrating when a patient has a doctor that only wants to treat symptoms and not look at causes. I was fortunate in that I got to a doctor, he's an osteopath, where they try to treat the cause of a disease instead of the symptoms. And that's one reason I'm doing the antibiotic therapy in conjunction with the LDN. For anyone listening to this interview with you today, I encourage them to educate themselves, do your own research. If you don't feel comfortable with a treatment that is suggested to you, you have the right to refuse it and search for your own solution, like I did. Look at side effects of medication that are prescribed for you. Decide if you are willing to take that medication based upon what it can do for you and your condition and the side effects that could affect you at some point. And if you're not comfortable with that medication, don't take it. Find something else, because there are alternatives out there. From the online community, Yahoo groups, Facebook groups particularly, there are so many people that are successfully using what is termed alternative medication, low-dose naltrexone, successfully to treat their conditions. I know you're doing interviews with many people with many different diseases, but I've seen people online testifying from firsthand experience of the success they're having with low-dose naltrexone for multiple sclerosis, thyroid issues, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. It's very individualized. Your dosage may be different. Even 4.5 is considered an optimum dose for some things. But with MS and some other diseases, thyroid issues, the dosage can be very particular to you as an individual. And one of the groups, I have an online support group for people taking or interested in taking LDN for rheumatoid arthritis disease. And there's one woman that takes 5 milligrams per day. Some women do better at 3. It's very much up to how an individual body works with medication. And I think for rheumatoid arthritis, diet can also play a very big part. It's not to be ignored. I have not done the autoimmune protocol diets or gluten-free, although should I choose to do that at some point, I do believe it will enhance the treatment that I'm already taking.
What can I say? What an amazing interview. Thank you so much, Diane, for sharing your whole experience.
Yes. Is there any other questions that you would like addressed, Linda? Because
I'm going to ask is if you can write an article for our newsletter.
Yes, I'll try my best. I'm not much into writing these days, but I'll give it my best shot for you because it's worth it. This medication, low-dose naltrexone, is like a miracle for some people. It doesn't have harmful side effects. It may not work for everyone, but no medication does. I applaud you and your charity and the work you've done over the years to make this more well-known out in the world. And I attended, for people listening, I attended the LDN conference near Chicago in 2013 because I was taking the medication and I wanted to go and hear from experts. It was well worth the time and money to attend. So if anyone wants to get more information, I encourage them to order the CD of the conferences that are available, pay the small fee to listen to them online through the streaming site. It's just, people call it a miracle drug. It's not really a miracle, but for some that are sick, it can seem like a miracle. I find it an answer to a prayer. That I found it when I did, and I'm so happy that it was available to me and I could find a doctor to prescribe it. It has many health benefits, side effect benefits that people have experienced. No more allergy symptoms after they started taking LDN for an autoimmune disease. No more flu, maybe, or no more sinus infections. Many, many different things are beneficial from taking this medication. What's even better is long-term usage. There's no harmful side effects at this low dosage. And so I just strongly encourage people that have an autoimmune illness of any kind to look at it as either an alternative treatment or something to take in conjunction with your other treatments. More information is becoming known through research. Hopefully it will become more widespread with the doctors. It is up to us, the patients, to make our doctors aware of the medication and the uses for it and get them on board to prescribe it for their patients. So I encourage people to do that. Julia holds some teleseminars via phone for people that want to go to their doctor and talk about taking the low-dose naltrexone, and she'll have helpful articles and papers that you can print out and take to your doctor to help educate them.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
I'd like to introduce Kat from the United States. Welcome, Kat.
Thank you.
Could you tell us for what conditions you take LDN?
Mostly for fibromyalgia, but I have noticed that it has helped the interstitial cystitis, the arthritis that I have, and also I have an SI joint dysfunction, a displacement of my sacrum, and I think the LDN helps a great deal with dealing with the pain of that.
Mm-hmm. When did you first start to notice symptoms?
Well, a car ran into my legs in February of 2004, mm-hmm. and that definitely started the physical pain from the injury that caused, but I think that was what triggered the fibromyalgia and possibly triggered the arthritis and the bladder problem, the interstitial cystitis as well.
Mm-hmm. So when were you actually diagnosed? Can you remember?
I think it was around 2007. I'm not sure. It took mm-hmm. a little while. I had a lot of different doctors saying, oh, you don't have fibromyalgia before. I kept bringing it up to them
mm-hmm.
because I, you know, had such pervasive pain everywhere else but where the injury was, too, and it didn't make much sense to me, and the fatigue was something that I'd never dealt with before.
Mm-hmm.
But they poo-pooed it for quite a while before somebody finally said yes.
Mm-hmm. So what symptoms do you get with the fibromyalgia other than, you know, the pain and the fatigue?
The extreme fatigue, constant headaches, different odd pains that would come at random and not make much sense. You know, fibromyalgia has so many.
in
gastric and digestive problems, the bladder problems, I don't know, they're all sort of wrapped up together.
Mm. And how old were you at the time of diagnosis?
Let's see, 52.
So how did that, did it affect you, being given this label?
I think it helped a little bit. For one thing, it helps you not feel like you're totally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In a way it helped, and in a way fibromyalgia still wasn't very paid attention to. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people still thought it was all in your head or thought that it wasn't existent, or they just plain didn't know much about it.
Yes.
But to me, it gave me a direction, something to start researching. And it was through researching the fibromyalgia that I came across LDN.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pivotal.
Good. So when you first started LDN, did you notice any side effects?
The side effects were very, very slight compared to, I was having outrageous reactions to all the poisonous stuff they were trying to put me on.
Mm-hmm.
And the LDN was only a little stomach disturbance, which I'm not sure if that was from coming off the narcotics or if that was LDN. A little bit of strange dreaming, and I already had sleep disturbance, so I can't attribute it to that. But these things were very, very short-lived.
Okay. And did your own doctor prescribe the LDN for you?
He did, after I took him a packet. I had taken a packet of information to my pain management doctor 3 different times and been told no. And then my primary care doctor is also a homeopath, so I decided I might have better luck with him, and I took the same packet of information into him, and he said, well, it doesn't look like it can hurt you. Why don't we try it? So we did, and mm-hmm. it was interesting because after I'd been on it for a while, the primary care doctor just looked at me and said, my gosh, you look so different.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into the pain management doctor the next month, and he said, what have you been doing? There's a light in your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you look so free of pain compared to what you've been. And he actually called his colleague in, and they started peppering me with questions.
Yeah.
And both of these guys actually said, thank you for telling us about this. And they're pretty egotistical doctors, so to have them say that was a shock.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say for people who are listening to this, that LDN has helped with what symptoms?
It has given me sleep, decent sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It has given me a lot more energy. Getting off the narcotics and getting onto the LDN, my mind is clear. I can think again.
Mm-hmm.
The pain is very much reduced. The injury pain that I still have, I think, is a lot more manageable because of the LDN. In fact, about a month ago, I forgot to put the LDN in my little pill organizer. And after 3 days, I felt like I'd been beaten up with a baseball bat again. So I know for sure that that's the thing that is making the difference. And like I said, the injury pain is so much easier to manage with the LDN. I think it's doing a lot of things. I've been sick less. I think it's doing quite a lot of things.
Mm. How long have you been taking the LDN now?
Almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
I started at 1.5 milligrams at night for a couple of weeks, then went up to 3 milligrams at night for a couple more weeks, and then up to 4.5. And after a month or so on the 4.5, I was still having quite a few days where I felt really exhausted and kind of painful. So Ginny Dudek had said that she was on the dose 4.5 at night and in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I did what she was doing, and that's been really good for me, the two doses.
Yes. What would you say to other people who are contemplating taking LDN for fibromyalgia?
For fibro, I've heard of it for Crohn's, for multiple sclerosis, for RA, for IBS, for all kinds of things. They have to know that there's hardly any side effects to it, and just give it a go. You know, just don't let anything stop you from getting it, and be patient with it. I've heard of one woman who it took about 6 months to feel a difference, but then I've heard a lot of people say that the next day they felt a difference. Mm-hmm. And by the next week, they were able to exercise again, or go shopping again, or do things outside of the house again, whereas they hadn't before. I'd say let nothing stop you from getting it. Order it from one of those mail order online sites and make your own if you have to. And after your doctors see the difference in you, they'll probably prescribe it for you.
So are you going to continue taking LDN?
I hope I can take it the rest of my life. I hope nothing happens where a doctor won't prescribe it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Kat, for sharing your story with us.
This evening we're joined by Louise from the United States, who uses LDN for rheumatoid arthritis. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Could you tell us your story? When did you first notice you were having pain?
Well, I've had numerous issues for many, many decades, but I was never tested for rheumatoid arthritis, and nobody thought to do that. So starting 30 years ago, when my daughter was born, I had carpal tunnel syndrome in both hands. And today, my rheumatologist tells me that if I had been tested for it, she thinks that I would have shown positive for rheumatoid arthritis. So when I, two years ago, March, I had what they call a flare, where you have five joints that are in pain and feeling really badly, and the pain kept on increasing. And so at that point, when I was finally able to see a rheumatologist, I was tested for the antibody, which was four times the normal high, and also for rheumatoid factor, which was four times the normal high. So I'm one of those RA people where it's absolutely clear that I have RA. Prior to my starting seeing the rheumatologist, I was seeing a naturopath, and she gave me a white paper on LDN and said, why don't you read this and see what you think? So I went to NIH, and I saw that there had been studies done on LDN for MS and for Crohn's disease, nothing for RA, but it sounded quite interesting. And so she prescribed, and I also did some research on my own and found out about Dr. Bahari and also about the academicians in the U.S. who are testing LDN as well as NIH. And so I decided to go on that. I also simultaneously went on a paleo autoimmune diet and did other modalities. And I, prior to my finally seeing a rheumatologist and getting tested, my flare had gone away. And the rheumatologist, perhaps given my age and the intensity of my and the definitiveness of my having RA, suggested that I go on a biologic. So 2 years ago this month, I started on a biologic, Enbrel, and I continued to take the LDN. I continue to do research on LDN, and it's unclear about whether it's totally confirmed for RA. And most recently, I read that there was some suggestion to take it every other day. So I'm on LDN, I'm on the biologic, and I haven't really had another flare, except that I had shoulder surgery 4 months ago, and that pretty much caused overall inflammation in my body, which has now subsided. So I've talked to my rheumatologist, and we have agreed that I'm going to go off the biologic after the next couple of shots, and that pack is done, to see, but I will continue on LDN. And so it will be interesting to see how I fare removing the biologic and just staying on LDN. There is one other factor that I should mention. Actually there was a case in England that I had read about. 2 weeks after I stopped taking an antidepressant 2 years ago, 2 weeks to the day, the flare happened. So I also went back on an antidepressant, and I've decided to maintain that plus the LDN. So I had read about this case in England where a man had, he couldn't take a biologic anymore, had RA, and they found that an antidepressant, when he went off his antidepressant, it flared, and when he went back on, again, it was anecdotal. So I'm interested in seeing if the protocol that I'm following can help me without taking the potentially harmful biologic, as well as it, besides it potentially causing cancer, lymphoma, TB, et cetera, it also is incredibly expensive in the United States. And so I would like to see if LDN, far fewer side effects, much less expensive, if that will help me maintain my situation.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to other people who are contemplating taking LDN for rheumatoid arthritis?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yes. What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
Well, I would go out and read a lot of the studies that have been conducted. There are several academicians in the University of Pennsylvania, and to go out and do research from both the academicians and others, like your trust and other LDN resources. And a lot of it is more anecdotal for RA, but because they are suggesting it for autoimmune diseases, I would, if it were me, like I did, I would do the research. And there's so few side effects to it that I would say, why not try it? Now, I don't know if it'll work for everyone. The other thing is the dosage. So I know there's been, I was initially on 4 milligrams, now I'm on 3.5. And to keep up on the research and see what's being done, and to, again, I think individuals, it's really an individual type of thing. I think it doesn't hurt to do an anti-inflammatory regime for a while, but I think it's very hard to do that forever, although there are some practitioners who really believe in that. And again, to try things to see what might do work for you. However, I would strongly urge anyone to try one thing at a time, as opposed to myself, who just was so panicked that I tried everything. And so now I'm not really sure what's working, but I'm grateful that I'm not in a flare, and I really, I'm back in my exercising and doing things. I would like to also point out, however, I've had numerous surgeries in the last several decades. I had a knee replacement. I've had shoulder surgery. I've had hand surgery. And so some of that could be related to the RA, and because I was never tested, it's not clear. Mm-hmm. However, when the surgeon did my shoulder surgery, he didn't see any indication of RA in that joint. It was probably wear and tear and overdoing it. So I would suggest that people do research, and I would be happy to share the links that I've gathered that you could post on your website for people to read themselves and see if that seems to fit what they think might work for them.
Okay, thank you. And like I said before we started, we'll do a follow-up interview with you. maybe in a year or so's time and see how you get on with just being on the LDN.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Okay, thank you for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.